The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Good morning, Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat on this Friday morning. We were talking in the last hour about Drew Harris calling for more severe punishment for speeders on Irish roads, and I was asking for people's experience on the roads, because what I would have seen, even in the last week on the very busy M7, M8 as it was last Sunday, just appalling. It was like a roller derby of some kind, with people jumping in and out, undertaking, tailgating, all the bad stuff. I agree with your account of poor driving performance, says John. Speed and lane discipline. I'm driving on the M7 and I'm guilty of undertaking, as I have my car on cruise control at 95 kilometres an hour. Cars in the centre lane are driving slower with the inside lane free. I don't believe I'm breaking the law by undertaking these cars. It's not safe, John, I would argue. But, you know, those lane are supposed to be for overtaking. You're not supposed to squat on them. And the other thing that's really frustrating is most cars have cruise control. I use cruise control all the time. And when I'm toddling along with my cruise control and there's a fella up my proverbial and I'm sitting there going, mate, I've set it at the speed limit. I can't go any faster. Who's wrong here? Stupid slow speed limits on fast roads, i.e. 60 kilometres when it can be 80 and 80 when it can be 100, is the cause for driver aggression. There are too many slow roads. Annoying commuters, says someone else. Jonathan, as you're going to be speaking about road policing, can you ask Connor if it's possible to share someone's social media post which they have filmed while driving with the Gardaí so they can use it to prosecute them? I'll ask Connor that in just a minute. Someone on a related point says, recently I've seen a huge number of stories on social media like Snapchat of people having taken driving large tractors on the road, as in they're taking the photographs while they're driving the large tractors. It's silent season, so yeah, there's a lot of that out there. And one more, I think the speed that people drive at is ridiculous. I drive a lot of back roads, especially to collect my children from creche. The speed of the cars I meet, most younger people with L and N plates, I start to flash the lights at them in the hope they slow down for a second to help the car behind me. It's scary and ridiculous. They don't understand the danger. And indeed, I salute the driver last night who overtook a car on a corner, came towards me on the wrong side of the road, and I had to hit the brakes because he was frustrated because she had stopped to try to work out should she go left or should she go right. Connor Faulkner, you weren't driving that car, Connor, were you?
No, not guilty of that one, Jonathan. Not guilty. No, like you, I'm Mr. Cruise Control, and you know, like you, you do witness those behaviours every day of the week. And in the context of worsening road deaths, and we know that all of those road deaths are to some degree caused by a driver making a mistake or a concentration error. It's kind of heartbreaking to see how widespread those behaviours are, no doubt about it.
And we are seeing that in the number of people who are dying on the roads. Now, it's all very well for Drew Harris to call for more severe punishment. I just want more guards working in the traffic corps. Is that too much to ask?
No, that's the heart of the matter. And, you know, I respect Drew Harris and I think he was making some nuanced points there. And you could do with a, you know, more severe punishment for people who've speed more flagrantly or a graduated licence system. It all makes it a little bit more complicated. But, you know, Jonathan, if we wind the clock back 7 or 8 years ago, 2016, 17, 18, we had fantastic road safety scores, so to speak. The rate of road death was down to its lowest ever. We were, by some statistical measures, the safest country in the world for road safety, briefly, for 1 year or for 2 years. And that was with the same set of laws that we have now. So what changed between then and now? And the single biggest factor is the visible presence of policing. Because while all this has been going on, we've been watching the size of the Garda Traffic Corps diminish and diminish and diminish. It's supposed to be over 1,100. Functionally, it's only just over 600. They're trying to improve it laterally. But that is the leg of the stool that's missing. So I think that's where we have to concentrate our efforts. And there may be law tweaks and changes that we need to make. For example, an e-scooter law has just come in. That was necessary. You know, we have to keep the law updated. But if you look at what is going wrong, it's not for the want of laws on the statute books that our road safety stats are worsening. Our statute book is as tough as anybody's globally. It really isn't the source of the problem.
Connor, I wonder how much of this is down to the good old-fashioned Irish problem that we're brutal at demographics. You know, our island has a bigger population now. There's 5.5 million people living in the Republic. And we have a significant number of Gardaí around the 13,000, 14,000 mark. But that would have been sufficient sufficient for when the population of the island was 4 million. So we have 1.5 million extra people, and we haven't added the extra guards that are needed. So there's more traffic on the roads. We need more guards. They're not there. I mean, it's a no-brainer, but nobody seems to be calling it out for what it is. The driver behaviour will only be impacted by hearing of Conor Faulkner and Jonathan Healey having been stopped and being prosecuted.
Yeah, and telling their friends and spreading the word. I mean, look, everything in Irish society is looking for more resources and particularly more Gardaí. You know, with a different hat on in Dublin city centre businesses in the autumn of last year, were screaming for more Gardaí because of concerns about public order and safety on the streets in Dublin city. Everybody everywhere wants more Gardaí. But government has to respond to that. I mean, the country is bigger, the economy is bigger, and the resources need to be bigger as well. And never more important than on the roads. And you know, I'm long enough in the tooth, Jonathan, to have been one of the people originally lobbying for the creation of a Garda Traffic Corps back in the day. And when we were successful in that, it turned out to be a really, really important tool in reducing Irish road deaths. And remember, we did really, really well. We went from having an atrocious rate of road death. I mean, 20, 25 years ago, there were over 400 people a year being killed on Irish roads. This year, if the worsening trend continues, it could be as high as 200. And we rightly consider that to be a disaster. But, you know, context. It used to be twice as bad. We were doing some things well. So can we please get back to doing those things well? And as I say, the single most important one, and not to oversimplify what is a complicated conversation socially, but the glaring, you know, invisible elephant in the room, it's the lack of Gardaí. Can we please fix that? And then we'll see other conversations in context.
I drive for work, says this texter. People's behaviour on the roads is appalling. Constantly breaking all speed limits, very dangerous overtaking, and every second driver that passes has their heads down looking at a phone. I have a work colleague who openly admits to watching movies while driving. Wow, doesn't see the problem with it. Cormac and Leash says the worst motorway behaviour is when you try to leave the safe recommended stopping distance to the vehicle in front. That gap will inevitably be filled by another car, so you drop back to a safe distance again, and guess what? The gap is filled immediately. And another texter just agreeing with you, Connor. Ministers can bring in any law changes and speed limits they want, but without enforcement, they're not worth the paper they're written on. The motorway is the safest, we know that, because of the way the road is designed. But I fear that it is inevitable that we're going to see some awful crashes because of the bad behaviour that is being migrated now from those minor roads onto the major roads, such as the phones, such as people obviously who are drink driving, and speed.
Yeah, well, you know, motorways are statistically by far the safest roads that we have. They're on a kilometre travelled basis about five times safer than a single carriageway road, but obviously speeds are higher. So when something happens on a motorway, it tends to be more catastrophic or more serious. Motorways are really, really dangerous on winter mornings and on foggy mornings, frosty mornings, when it's wet, when there are high winds, etc. Motorways can be very, very vulnerable. But usually they're very, very safe, provided the driver behaves well. To me, I think everybody will have observed this. I think modern phones are an absolute scourge on the roads. They are the modern drink driving. We still have drink driving, we still have drug driving, but phone use is a bigger killer than both, in my opinion, or at least it's starting to be. And we can all witness the sort of distraction. You know, back in the day, you know, don't talk while you're on the mobile phone, particularly don't talk hands-free. If you're caught, you should be punished. And in the name of God, don't you dare answer a text while driving. And that was the extent of it. But now, of course, they're not just phones. They're fully interactive devices. You've got videos popping up. You've got push notifications. You've got work emails coming in. Employers have quite a responsibility. If you have a van driver on the M8 going to Cork or going to Dublin, you've no business ringing him when you know he's on the motorway. But these behaviours happen all the time. And we all sort of forgive ourselves for the little micro violations. Oh, yeah, I know I shouldn't have checked that text, but I'm concentrating again now.
Connor, we were talking on this the other day, right, that apparently the phone is stopping the you-know-what from happening in the bedroom because people are distracted by it. Can you imagine what's happening in the cockpit of trucks and in cars?
I will yield to your superior expertise there, Jonathan. Yeah.
I will stay in my lane, literally. Quoting a report. This is a text in, says, it's not illegal to drive the inside lane at the speed limit and pass out slower vehicles on the outside lane. I always thought undertaking was illegal.
Yeah, well, I'm, it, I'm, it, I'm, it, it can happen naturally in traffic, for example. So consider motorways yes. like the M8 when you're approaching Cork or the M50 in Dublin. It'll often happen that the inside lane is flowing at a faster speed than the outside one. So it's a question of what's legal and what's right. Good driving practice always is you stay on the left. You drive as far left as you can. And on a motorway, your place is in the left-hand lane. Always. You only move right for a specific reason, to overtake the vehicle in front, to allow a slip road to merge. But in open conditions, you always cruise as far left as you can. But like everybody else, you witness, I mean, often you witness what is normally a pretty good driver. But you see, you know, suddenly he's weaving or he's slowed right
down. Yeah, the fellow who pulls back into the fast, like he's the guy we're talking about here. Yeah. He's the guy who should be prosecuted.
And you know, we witness it every day. So the physical presence of Gardaí is a great deterrent for that. Perhaps not so much on motorways, but in the general sort of urban and semi-urban environments where many of us live, where the road accidents occur, there is no better deterrent than the physical presence of Gardaí. Okay. It's low-tech, it's unsexy, but if you want to stop drink drivers, flashing blue lights in the car park or the pub is a damn sight more effective than hearing that the minister has thought up another new law.
Yeah. Indeed. Let's talk about insurance. Mary says, can you please ask Conor how my car insurance has increased by 45% this year? I do it over the phone. It's an increase of 51%, 5 years no claims bonus, a retired female, age 70, small hatchback, 10 years old, under 5,000 kilometres per annum. That's a huge increase.
It's a huge increase, and I almost certainly shopping around will improve that for you and kick the insurance companies on the shins and get yourself a better deal. I'd be surprised if you couldn't. But the context here is that motor insurance premiums are going up. Not alarmingly so. We should see it in context, but no doubt. And according to the central bank report or central bank data out, premiums have actually increased for 10 months consecutively now. Charlie Weston reports that in the Irish Independent, but we did know it. It's in central bank data. And that's obviously a little bit disappointing. But if we zoom out, motor insurance premiums have actually been a quiet success story in a sense, in that since around about 2016, 2017, they trended down year on year on year on year. They dropped well over a third overall. And that was at a time when everything else in the economy was going up in price. So as I say, we have to be a little bit fair and reasonable about it. Overall, an Irish motor insurance premium now is well, on average, for most cases, a good deal less than half its equivalent cost in the UK. Which is worth remembering. I mean, again, that used to be the other way around back in the day. So some good has happened. And I'm also quite encouraged at what's being done on personal injury compensation. And I think in time, it's only really started, but in time that will flow through and be very, very helpful. In the meantime, though, yeah, sadly, insurance prices have been going up. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One is repair costs. Repair costs are a lot more expensive than they used to be. You break a wing mirror on a brand new car these days, and it's not just a mirror. The thing bristles with sensors and calibration this,
lights
and LiDAR
and fiddly
that,
bits.
And fiddly bits. Yeah. And it requires expertise to reinstall. So, you know, if I knock your wing mirror off, you know, I might have said previously,
please don't.
You know, my bad, Jonathan, you know, I'll put my hands up here, send me the bill. It's probably going to be 500 or 600 quid, isn't it? And then the bill comes in, it's 2.5 grand. And you go, oh my Lord, well, I'm going to have to claim. I'm going to have to claim off the insurance. And as I say, if you scale that up, they're seeing repair costs are going up. Now, the consumer won't believe them. Honestly, whenever somebody says insurance prices are going up, the consumer's eyes roll and they don't believe your oath.
No, of course. And, we're so used to being fleeced. This is interesting from someone who says, I work in insurance. Car insurance premiums in Ireland are €100 less than they were in 2017 on average, 50% less than in Northern Ireland. Customers should be thanking the insurance company.
Well, I think it'll be a long time waiting for them to thank the insurance company. but I know, I think I did set it out in fairness, Jonathan, when we were talking about the topic. It is true. So if you zoom out and see context, good stuff has happened in the context of motor insurance. And that's obviously very, very, very welcome. It's not finished. And particularly on the personal injury side, that needs constant maintenance. And the effect of the change to the personal injury guidelines, that needs time to wash through. But it will definitely be healthy for the consumer. And in fact, we're seeing foreign insurance companies trying to get into Ireland now. That's a very good sign of a healthy market.
Okay.
So much to be pleased about. But as of right now, unfortunately, the trend in motor insurance premiums is up. So to some degree, we're going to have to take that on the chin.
Conor, we were due to talk about the car ban in Dublin, but you know what? That'll still be a story next week, so we'll talk about it then. Conor Faulkland, transport consultant. Pleasure as always. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.